I've done a great job, and it's not finished yet. And when I finish, this country will be in a position like it hasn't been maybe ever. The economy is already roaring back, and other people aren't going to bring it back. Certainly the person that we're dealing with is not going to bring it back. They're going to raise taxes. And I'll tell you, it was happening. We created the greatest economy in the history of our country. We had the best stock market price ever, and we're getting close to that price again. The unemployment numbers for African Americans, for Asian Americans, for Hispanic Americans, virtually every number was the best. And what was happening is things were coming to get back to normal, get back to where we were, to have the economy rage and be great with jobs and everybody be happy. And that's where we're going, and that's where we're heading. They're a foe in many ways, but they're an adversary. I think what happened was disgraceful, should never have happened. They should never have allowed this plague to get out of China and go throughout the world. 188 countries, should never have happened. Also, because we do more testing. The fake news media loves to say cases are up. The fact is we've done a very, very good, understand the disease. We understand the elderly, and we are taking care of them like nobody's ever taken care of them. So we are taking care of our people. You know, that's so misleading the way I say jokingly, suburban women, you should love me because I'm giving you security and I got rid of the worst regulation. See, the way you said that is why people think of you and everyone else as fake news. I said kiddingly, suburban women, you should love me. I got rid of income housing into suburbia that is destroying, that would destroy suburbia. And I said that in a joking way. The way you have it, it's like, oh, like I'm begging. I'm kidding. Play it, and I'm kidding. That is such a misleading question, Leslie. We're doing well. We understand the disease. We've done a good job. We've done maybe a great job. What we haven't done a good job on is convincing people like you, because you're really quite impossible to convince, but that's okay. And the economy now is coming back, and it's coming back very strongly. And people see that, Leslie. 11.4 million jobs. It's the largest number in the history of our country. Gallup did a poll. 56% of the people said that they're better off now during a pandemic than they were during Obama and Biden. 56%. It was a record number. I feel masks possibly work, but certainly you want to stay away a certain distance, socially distance, etc. But I would say a mask works, and I have nothing against masks, and I tell people to wear masks. Record-setting rallies, numbers of people like nobody's seen before. If these are the biggest rallies we've ever had, you just come in here with that negative attitude. These are the biggest rallies we've ever had. See, we're outside. The rallies are bigger than they've ever been. There's more enthusiasm than we've ever had. There has never been anything like what you're witnessing now, and you'll see that soon. I have to see what happens. I hope that they end it. It'll be so good. Will and is. We won't do anything and no plan unless we have pre-existing conditions. Yeah, I think I can. People that love our country more than anything else, and they like to see our country thrive. Deleted. She deleted 33,000 emails after she got a subpoena from the United States Congress. Excuse me, when they say lockup, it's not me. They say it. It starts. If I mention her name about something, they go crazy. It was our Justice Department that is the one that's helping her. Justice Department that's helping her. And, you know, people aren't so, they're not liking her so much because she's got everybody locked down. Those churches in Michigan is a disgrace. I think it's disgraceful what she's done. I do. It's such a vicious thing you just said. I never said lock up the governor of Michigan. I would never say that. I'd like not to, but you know, perhaps everybody has to take a little responsibility for it. But when people put out phony witch hunts, you know, when they spy on your campaign, you have to fight back. And if you don't fight back, you're not sitting here very long. You go back home. You go back home to mommy. I wish you would interview Joe Biden like you interview me. It would be so good. You know what? Walk out of a store, and he's walking with an ice cream. And the question the media asked him, what kind of ice cream, what scandal, was when they spied on my campaign. They spied, just go down and get the papers. They spied on my campaign, they got caught. And then they went much further than that, and they got caught. And you will see that, Leslie, and you know that.